It's 19 away from 11 o'clock. You're listening to ABC Gippsland. I'm Bec Simmons, and it's great to be here with you. Remember, you can get in touch on the text line at any time, 0467 842 722. Now, everywhere you look these days, people are starting their own businesses. They're jumping on fitness trends or selling products. If you're on social media, you'll see this constantly, and quite often these people end up motivating other people to jump on board. But it's not just older people with money behind them. It's school leavers, new mums, disengaged employees. With technology and cheap ways to always have a screen in front of you, it seems like an easy, glam way to go about making a living. But is this culture viable? Lana Hill is a business coach and she's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beck. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Now, do you think entrepreneurship is glamorised?
Yeah, I do. I do think it is glamorized, and particularly, as you said in the intro, at the moment it seems to be having a real moment in the sun, if you like. But I think, you know, we've got to be balanced about assessing the whole picture.
Do you think that laptops and things like that just make it easy for people to think they can just work from home and it'll all be good with no overheads?
Yeah, definitely. And as you said as well, social media, I think, has played just an enormous role in, I think removing some of the barriers to entry and making marketing and promoting your business a lot easier. But it also does paint this idyllic picture of, you know, doing some emails while you're sitting by the pool. And, you know, while that may happen occasionally to some very lucky people, I don't think it happens, you know, I know it doesn't happen across the board.
So what does it actually look like being an entrepreneur and having a successful business?
Yeah, look, it's really hard work. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur, and, you know, I guess I think of myself more as a small business owner than an entrepreneur. But I've been in this world for 3 years, and I love it deeply. But it is a lot of hard work, and, you know, whether it's financially, emotionally, you know, your work life balance is pretty rubbish in small business. Until you do hit that critical mass in your business, obviously, where you know the money starts to add up to all of the hours you've been putting into your business. But yeah, I mean, it's a long, hard slog, I think, for a lot of people out there. And I think the failure rate of small business in Australia, you know, it illustrates that point, because I think the failure rate is something like 51% of small businesses out there that, you know, will fail in their first couple of years. So, it's not for everyone.
But do you think being able to do it from home and on a screen does remove your overhead, so you're less likely to fail or lose money if you do fail?
Yeah, in some cases, yeah. I mean, I think definitely people that start online businesses, for example, rather than, you know, your traditional bricks and mortar store, that does lower overheads, and, you know, using social media and all that stuff also does reduce your cost. But having said that, it's not easy, you know, to make an impact in what is a pretty saturated market, whether it's on social media or as an online store, even if you've got a, you know, bricks and mortar store. It's a tough environment out there, so it's not as easy as just, you know, setting up a website and an email address and, you know, off you go into the sunset.
I've heard of I've seen lots of people who have, you know, maybe jumped on board with a bigger company, but it seems to be, I don't know if pyramid scheme's the right word to use.
Multi-level marketing.
Yeah, and they end up selling, and then they contact you via direct message asking to sell you things and saying, but it's cheaper for you if you sell as well. Do these ever work out well?
You know what? I think they actually do. I know a few people personally and professionally that have done well, and, you know, not all of them are created equal. I think, you know, we've probably all experienced the pushy salesperson from you know, whatever multi-level marketing business it is. I have heard great stories, but yeah, I've also experienced the not so good side of it. So I think regardless of whether, you know, you're doing multi-level marketing or whether you're starting your own business from scratch, you do have to be committed, and I think you've got to be realistic about the amount of effort and time and, you know, all of the sacrifice you make to create something from scratch. You just, I think, yeah, being more realistic about what it actually entails is, is, I think, a healthier thing for everybody.
I've heard that people can even make money now just by posing with a certain brand of whatever they're doing. And if they've got a certain amount of followers on, say, Instagram, which is, for people out there, it's a photo-based social media channel rather than something like Facebook, where you're more sharing your emotions and your statuses and how you feel about your day. Is that a viable option? It seems really bizarre to me that people can just suddenly get all of these followers, and quite often they're people who aren't even real people, and then make money off wearing other people's clothes.
Yeah, listen, in answer to your question, is it viable? I don't think your average person is going to be able to look at that as a viable kind of income stream. There are definitely people out there that are making really, really good, really good livings off of being influencers on social media.
Influencers, that's the word. I've heard of that.
Yeah, that is the word. Or even ambassadors, brand ambassadors. You know, there's so many different ways to do it. But
and people trying to make their children brand ambassadors.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And that's like a whole world in itself, yeah. It's handmade kids' stuff and kids' clothes. It's huge on Instagram. Yeah, it's massive. But yeah, again, you know, there's always a trade-off in terms of time or, you know, whatever else to do it properly. But, it is over-glamorised, and that's a really good example. I don't think many of us, I think it's probably even like 0.5% of people will actually go on to be, you know, legitimate social media influencers. It's not achievable for everybody.
Yeah, I think you've got to be funny or anyway, we'll move on from that one. Now, that does sound a little bit pie in the sky, but what would you, for somebody who was on the ground wanting to perhaps make and sell something or market what they were doing, what tips would you give them in terms of perhaps goal setting?
Yeah, really good question. The first thing I would say, if you're thinking of starting your own business, really go through the process. I'm a bit biased because I love business plans, but I think, you know, do your research, really understand your market. You know, are there lots of competitors out there? Is, you know, pricing, all the different parts of starting a business. I see so many people just dive in blind because they're really excited and, you know, they want to do something emotionally rewarding for themselves. But, you know, you've really got to do your research first. And I think once you start going through that process, then, you know, you can be a little bit more balanced about, is this really the right decision for me to make? But also catering to your strengths. I think knowing what you love doing in a professional environment, but also in a personal environment, and kind of trying to tie that all up is really important, because even someone like me, I genuinely really love my job, but I get tired, you know, and I definitely have moments where I think, oh God, you know, I'd rather be sitting on that pool with the laptop somewhere. But so you've got to really love it, because the thing about being a small business owner, more often than not, it is a number of years before the financial rewards start to really, you know, balance with all the effort you put in. So I think the more you can be really clear about your path forward and kind of, you know as much as possible what you're getting yourself into, then the better. Then you can dive in. But, don't go in blind.
I think as quite a spontaneous person, I wouldn't do that. I think I just know that that's not for me. Lana Hill, business coach, thank you very much for having a chat to us this morning. Really appreciate it.